Welcome into another episode of Leftovers Podcast. Derek Raymer,
Frank Curry,
and Kyle Powell.
And we come at you every Monday, every Thursday, here on WGR550.com. Guys, I've done it again.
What'd you do?
You know how I went 2 of 8 in the first round?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we really get to laugh at the chance that I've already gotten one wrong.
We've all gotten one wrong.
I don't know. Did Frank take Carolina?
No.
Okay, so we all got one wrong. We shouldn't have done the second chance thing. What were we thinking? We should have just took that first round, took the L, and just went with it. But no,
we did take the L. Let's repick this again. But then we decide let's do it again, and now we're going to take another L.
Wow. Just wow.
I mean,
wow.
Somewhat of an L. Like, we got one wrong.
And it
was
a sweep.
There's still three others. Yeah, it was a sweep. There's still three other series.
All right, well, here's the bad news. Boston is up 3-2, right?
I think I'm the only one who picked Columbus.
Yeah, I actually took Boston, but I don't want them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the worst Eastern Conference Finals for
That's more
ever.
Of an L for me.
We all took Boston.
No, I took Columbus.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
John Tortorella had a guarantee for Game 7, though, so you might be
in
the clear.
Ooh. All right, Torts, you best bring something for me, because while I picked Boston, I don't want them to go anywhere. And then, Colorado-San Jose.
We took the Sharks, right?
Yep.
I think we all did.
Mm-hmm. And then, Game 7 for Dallas and St. Louis. I've got the Blues.
Same here. They're also still my only conference finalist team. That's still in it.
Congrats, Frank. Maybe that can actually be what it is today.
Maybe.
So, yeah, these playoffs are quite frankly pissing me off at this point. I don't get it. Why is everyone that is supposed to win so bad at this? We actually could legitimately have 4 wild cards in the conference finals.
Yeah.
And to quote someone from the last podcast, yes, this is the great year to have just gotten in and lament that your team decided to stop playing hockey halfway through the year. Yes, this is that year that we can really lament it and really be mad about it. Because, again, this is the year that it just happens to fall that way. Like, are you kidding me?
So next year's playoffs, when the Sabres are in it, they're going to be in it as a wild card team. We're gonna be like,
and all the favorites
they're
are going to win.
They're going to have a chance, yeah. And all the favorites are going to win.
All the favorites are going to win next year.
Whoever wins the President's Trophy next year is going to win the Cup.
That's just how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But, man, all those teams that are going to hang banners for winning division championships and the President's Trophy. Welp. You got a big old whelp because y'all went nowhere. You guys went nowhere, and that's so strange with this postseason. However, the Carolina Hurricanes finally did something to make me angry at them. Other than being the Carolina Hurricanes. Because their team is so fun, and they're dynamic, and you know they embrace the bunch of jerks thing.
Yeah.
There's two things I don't like about them. One, they're Carolina, and I'm salty from 2006. I'm never going to get over it. You go get a staph infection. Jerks.
Whoops.
Yeah, see? That's how mad I am. And two, Rob Brind'Amour in the locker room is saying things along the lines of, yeah, we didn't play good. You swept them. He said in the locker room, yeah, we didn't play that good, but you know, we're still the gritty underdogs. No, you are analytical darlings that have swept a team that swept the Penguins and are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You're seriously going to hang on to this shtick that you had in training camp when you had team grit and team grind?
It's got them this far. Why would you change your persona heading into round 3?
Yes, but they're not that.
So long as they think they're not that, they're going to keep playing the way they've been playing for nearly 90 games now.
It's just weird. They're the team in training camp with team grit and team grind, and they're the analytical darlings of the NHL.
They have been for a while. It was always just the goaltending that had them.
I don't think that they're going to – I don't think you want to acknowledge that, though.
Of course you don't want to acknowledge it, but –
So you're going to say other things.
I know. It's just dumb. It's dumb. I don't like it. Dumb. Now I have a reason to not cheer for them until Boston goes to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Think about our
– Don't make that a guarantee.
Think about back into training camp, though. Like
Frank, it's what I don't want to happen. It's going to be a guarantee. Boston, Carolina in the conference finals.
Ugh.
Of course that'll be it. Dallas will be in the conference finals for good measure, too. It's like every Sabres fan's nightmare. Sorry, Kyle.
No, it's okay. I was just recollecting, you know, I think looking back into last summer, into the fall, our preconceived notions of the round that actually just finished, Carolina and the Islanders, what did we think they were going to be going into the season? And here they were fighting for a shot for the conference finals in the Eastern.
Yeah, no one.
Lou Lamoriello's offseason moves were the laughingstock of the league. Matt Martin, Leo Komarov, are you kidding me? This is how
losing
you.
Tavares.
Life after Tavares, right. And take a flyer on Robin Lehner.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Just shows what coaching can really do for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Islanders, it ends on a very sour note. But at the same time, kind of fitting. They go back to the Barclays Center and just get swept.
Yeah.
Whoops. Maybe you shouldn't have ever put that team in Barclays Center, you dopes. And you could actually tell that there was a little less volume. Same crazy fans, but the atmosphere didn't really feel the same as it did in Nassau Coliseum when the first round was going on. And that place was at a fervor and just absolutely insane. So there it is. But the Islanders are gone. They're the first one to fall in the second round. And I'm really lamenting the Boston Bruins possibly beating Columbus and for me to go ahead and have to just continue to dread the presence of Boston teams winning things. What's so funny over there, Giggly Bits?
You're between a rock and a hard place right now.
I will easily cheer for the Hurricanes again. Without a problem. I'm okay with this. I want not Boston. Here are my wish list for the opportunities for the teams that are remaining. Ready? 1, not Boston. 2, not Dallas. 3, probably not the Hurricanes, but I might have to deal with one or the other. And if that's the case, as long as Dallas isn't the Western Conference champion, I'll just go cheer for the team that's in the West.
Slim pickings here.
Yeah.
Slim pickings here.
Very slim pickings.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, this would have been a problem if Toronto was here as well. It wouldn't be as hated by me. I'd be like, okay, the Leafs, you know, their fans could be obnoxious, but at the same time, no, their media is obnoxious. Okay, well, they're a bit of a nightmare, but it's not Boston. I would have been able to say that. Dallas, I did not expect Dallas to be giving problems to two teams in this conference. But then, just to add for everyone's misery, there's the Ryan O'Reilly angle, there's the Evander Kane angle. At least the Robin Lehner angle is gone, right, guys?
I think the Evander Kane angle is the lesser of the two evils in the
West.
It
easily is. But then there's Colorado, a team that the Sabres look like they were kind of following the blueprint of, and then things just went south.
You're actually really correct in that. You think a lot of top-heavy scoring out in Colorado, they just happen to get hot goaltending down the stretch, and they've ridden it right into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And here they are vying for the third round with Philip Grubauer.
That's really
who had a hot
been,
3 weeks and carried them into a wild card spot.
That really did get them into the playoffs. Like they were tracking, they were going on a similar path the Sabres were. at one point.
I guess if I really have to rank my favorites here, it's whoever comes out of that series. Colorado, San Jose probably ends up my top team.
Sure.
Please, for the love of God, do not let the Boston Bruins near the Stanley Cup Finals. Columbus, I beg of you, please flip this on them so that I can drink the salty tears of arrogant Boston fans that were ready for a third championship within the turn of the calendar year. Can you tell I don't like them?
I really can't imagine why, honestly.
Spread the wealth. There are a bunch of cities that have never won jack or stuff. And here's Boston, like, we only went 12-4. This team sucks. Shut up. You have Tom Brady, you ass. We only finished second in the division. Yeah, because Tampa was playing historic. That doesn't mean that your team is bad, you ass. The Yankees spend all their money. Yeah, so do the Red Sox. So what are you really coming around here for with that one? I don't like Boston. And then there's the Celtics. They're just the team that can't.
Has only won the most championships in the NBA.
Lately, they can't.
Yes.
But as you just said, they've won the most championships in the NBA. Can we get a new city to win things, Kyle?
It's like
which city would you like to win things?
Not Boston. Okay. How about Buffalo?
There's a lot of cities. It's a good place. You can pick from.
Yeah. Buffalo's a good one.
How about Seattle?
How about Colorado? Or Seattle? You know, Colorado, the Avs, they haven't won in a while. They're a fun team. San Jose has never won it.
Supersonics ever won a title?
No.
Are the Seahawks are the Seahawks the only Seattle championship team?
Yes.
Yeah, they deserve one.
Yeah, they can get one.
Sure.
I mean, they are getting a win in an expansion draft, too.
Yeah.
They're getting hockey.
Which I think is just a very nice fit.
It is. Mm-hmm. Seems natural. Seems like it should have happened this whole time. But yeah.
Seattle Renegades. That's my team name.
Renegades.
That's a good name, actually.
Not bad.
I went with that in my expansion mode, NHL 18, Seattle Renegades.
I would have went with something like a Thunderbirds, but if you throw the Thunder term near a Seattle fan, I'm pretty sure that's going to get revolting reactions. Seeing as how they lost the Sonics to the Thunder.
And I think there's actually a WNBA team.
Oh, okay.
That uses the
Thunder. Storm.
Storm, right, that was it. Seattle Storm was a hot team name, but... Lays claim.
The Seattle Starbucks.
There you go. Seattle Sound. Puget Sound.
It sounds like a soccer team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sticking my fork in Renegades.
Not bad.
I think Renegades is great.
Not bad, though.
It's better than the one that's been getting the most traction in the hockey
world.
It's not
the Totems, is it, or something like that? Is it still the Totems?
I think so.
It went quiet for a while. But,
it did go real quiet for a while.
The Kraken was another one.
Yeah, that was another one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It looks like a fake team. It looks like something that was created in a video.
There's
game.
Also
Kraken, the Totems. Honestly, like we have to have a better standard. Than
there
that.
Is also the Seattle Grunge.
You see, I'd be for that. Shut up! I like that music.
I don't have a problem with the music. I have a problem with a franchise being named after, I don't know.
And then you just have this gritty logo of like a grimy Kurt Cobain, may you rest in peace. Just the grimy, like silhouette of a grimy rocker as your logo.
Just got a portrait of Thor.
Careful. There are some people that listen to this that might not have watched it yet.
Yeah, but you don't know the picture I am painting.
Yes. But yes, exactly. There you go. Something like that. Yeah, that would be pretty fun. But yeah, there's plenty of other cities other than Boston that can actually win something for once. That'd be great. That being my main point. Patriots are already tied for the most in NFL history, if I'm not mistaken.
Super Bowl era, yeah.
Yep. So there's that.
Six.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
All recent.
It's kind of weird. All the other big four sports have Titans. Canadiens with 24, the Yankees with 27, the Celtics, I believe, with the mid-teens, or is it now the...
It's around there, yeah. I think it's 18.
18 sounds correct. Super Bowl, though, Super Bowl era, 6.
Yeah.
Just incredibly
and
lower.
All of them have come recently in the grand scheme of things
for New
England.
Pittsburgh had some back in the day.
Yeah, they spread out
the
wealth.
Decade, but right, yeah.
They weren't being selfish about it. The Patriots just keep winning them, and it's just like, can we move on? Enough already with you. Go away. I also just really don't want a city that has a chance at winning 4 championships at the turn of 2019. Like, come on. That would be ridiculous. Unprecedented, historic, but ridiculous. I don't think the Celtics are faring very well against Milwaukee, though. Are they? Last I knew, the Bucks had the 2-1 series lead. And Boston fans were crying foul about how officials were giving Milwaukee a lot of free throws. Because, God forbid, if something bad were to happen to Boston sports.
Yeah, it's 2-1 Milwaukee in the series. Game 4 is tonight.
Yeah. Do you see where my problem lies? The team that's least likely to do something with a championship run because, well, the Warriors still exist is only down 2-1 in their series. Remember how I said enough, Boston? That's the least likely team of the two that they have left right now to win a championship. Go to hell. Take your gross clam chowder and go ahead and just go away.
It looks like of cities who have a stake in all big four.
Cleveland. What about
sports,
our little brother, Cleveland?
The
they could
most
use a thing.
Championships in a calendar season.
That's right. They got
is
one with LeBron.
Detroit.
What about Detroit?
1935. The Lions, the Red Wings, and the Tigers all won their championships. No team has ever had 4 in a calendar season or a span of seasons. Philadelphia is the only city to ever have all 4 of their major sports teams play in the championship in the same season, 1980. Eagles.
Definitely didn't win it then.
Flyers lost to the Islanders.
Yep.
Phillies beat the Royals.
They did.
And the Sixers lost. Wow. Their first title wasn't until 1983.
Ouchie.
So we could have something brewing here.
Yeah, and it starts with the Bruins.
Ruined with Coo Whip.
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, man.
Did you really just pull that out?
Pull what out?
Where do you get off?
I'm not sure if he understands the reference. Do you understand the reference?
Oh, I do.
You do? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, he gets it.
I'm just asking you, where do you get off?
You're eating hair.
No, I'm not.
He gets the reference.
Okay.
He's just not going to acknowledge it.
I'm not acknowledging it.
All right. All right. I see where we stand.
Because that reference is a family that lives in Massachusetts with Boston go to hell.
Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island. Whatever.
So.
Close to Massachusetts. They watch the Patriots. Yes. You know I'm right about that part at least. So they could suck on eggs, too. I'm in a weird mood today. Maybe it's because there's not much else to go on right now.
You're in a great mood.
Like, the draft is done. We don't really have much on the fervor of that right now. The playoffs, we just continue to get things wrong. Boston looms imminent yet again. It's not great. Sports are just not, they're not doing the job right now that they should be doing to give me maximum enjoyment, because we could be looking at conference finals that involve Boston, Carolina, and Dallas. Which I know Sabres fans don't want to see Dallas and Carolina in the cup again. Some are like me and just don't want to see Boston continue to do things. And their great hopes have to come from Columbus coming back or San Jose, Colorado. Because there are Sabres fans that are salty about Ryan O'Reilly. So the NHL playoffs are not doing it for me right now. Usually I can just watch them without an emotional stake in everything. This year, oh man. Like you guys said, slim pickings. And I'm not liking it. No bueno for me.
As long as everybody has fun, I think you should be happy.
I'm not having fun with this. Which you guys are having fun with me not having fun, so you can frig off too. Or at least Frank's having fun with me not having fun.
I always have fun with that.
The Raiders. Just got an update to my phone.
Uh-oh.
The Raiders are working out Richie Incognito.
Are they trying to make a locker room explode? Is that their actual goal? Are they being chemists to see if an explosion can happen just by people bitching at each other?
Richie wants to play again, and NFL Network says Oakland is giving him a spin. How about that?
I'm sure that'll be a dynamic personality fit with, you know, Antonio Brown and Vontaze Burfict and John Gruden's idiocy. Yeah, that, you know what? Just go for it. Let's see what happens. How far can this go? Keep running your franchise.
To be fair,
it
is only just working out.
I know, but keep running your franchise like a joke. Go ahead. Live like it's the early 2000s there, Gruden boy. Yeah. See where that gets you.
Yeah. Huh.
And then you can draft Cleveland Farrell at 4 overall again. At least we got a semblance of warning that they were going to do something like that.
They did say they're going to surprise us.
There was that report from Rappaport.
Boy, did they.
They did. But then the Giants took Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't not laugh at that.
I just remember that, like, just so clearly. You see the Raiders take Farrell at 4. And you see their fans just like, what are they doing? Then the Giants come around, and it gets better.
Did you see that they put up a video of him throwing swing passes at running backs? Like, this is our future quarterback. And all the video was just a lot of checkdowns to his running backs. Voluntary workouts, yeah. That was Daniel Jones.
Did you see what the Yankees posted on Twitter on Saturday?
No.
They posted
a
picture of Josh Allen posing with a couple of R2-D2s and captioned a QB1 and a couple D2s. Or a couple R2s.
You see, I'm for that. For Josh Allen posing with some R2-D2s.
He was hanging out at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. There are some Bills fans around here that are like, oh, God, he has a Yankee jersey on.
Okay. I mean, there's plenty of Yankee fans here.
I know, but there are some that are also Boston Red Sox fans. I don't know why you people are Boston Red Sox fans. And they're all like, gross, he has a Yankees jersey on.
Most of the comments, too, on that tweet was people arguing with each other on whether Buffalo's an actual New York team.
It is?
Yes.
who's saying they aren't?
People who say, well, they're too close to Canada. And saying that, and I'm not kidding, read the comments. They are hilarious.
I don't want to. I was about to address those comments, but then I realized, Frank, we're talking about people that are saying things on Twitter.
Yeah. It was real. I was reading them. They were really funny. I was laughing my ass off the whole time.
But just look at a postcard. What does it say when you send something to the Giants or Jets headquarters, East Rutherford, New Jersey? What yeah. does it say when you send something to
that
Buffalo?
Was what made it, that was what
Buffalo
made it funny.
New York. They're not Buffalo, Canada. We are Southern Canada, but we're not Canada.
Their logic is that the Giants and Jets are more New York than the Bills are because they're closer to New York City.
That's just ignorant.
Yeah.
New York is more than just a city. It's a whole state.
Well, guess what? People in the city don't think that.
I know. And people in the city don't seem to realize that their teams don't even play there.
Yeah.
All of it's dumb.
It's dumb. It's funny that they think that way. And I laugh at their faces if they say so.
Look, if they wanted to end the argument on dumb pretenses, they can go ahead and say, oh, yeah, well, at least our teams have won a Super Bowl. And then we can ignore the rest of the part where they're actually arguing about geological things that aren't true.
At least then they'd be telling the truth.
Yes.
About time.
But
they,
by
about
the way,
time they did.
But Giants fans, you drafted Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do for you there, man.
There's no saving you.
I mean, there is in 3 years, kind of like the Jaguars.
No, there's no saving the Giants.
Look, man, I will never hate on the Giants. They gave us 18-1.
They did.
I can't give the Giants all
then
of the
hate. Proceeded to trade OBJ for meh.
Oh, I'm not saying that they're not a laughing stock right now. I'm just saying that I will never hate them.
Oh, I'm not hating on them. I'm just laughing at them. I'm not going to hate on them.
Yeah, Dave Gettleman's absolutely a gem.
Yeah.
That needs to be kept around.
And I am and here's the thing. Daniel Jones will flop in 3 years. Probably will. The Giants can fire Gettleman. Guess what? Who's to say they're not going to hire someone similar to replace him?
Very
and then
true.
Do it all over again. Because they're the Giants, and they do dumb things.
I feel like we need to protect Dave Gettleman. He's a gem.
We might need to.
He is a gem.
Might need to.
And just let him ruin some other franchise.
Yeah.
Because you know who I know that he's not going to replace? I've got a strong feeling he's not going to replace Brandon Bean.
I have a very strong feeling about that.
Did you see that video that the Bills posted?
Yes.
In the draft room?
I didn't get to watch
it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You got to see some of the inner machinations of dealing and the draft and the stress of running a team for the draft and the absolute emotion and anger that is shown from Bean and Joe Schein when the Panthers had traded up ahead of Buffalo in the second round. Like, they're going to take Cody Ford. Crap. Like, they're pissed. Schein, like, half throws his notebook just like, you know, kind of thing. And Bean's just like, they're going to take Cody Ford. We got to figure something out now. They didn't take Cody Ford. They took Greg Little. Yeah, we're calling and moving up two picks because we need Cody Ford. It was really cool to see that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, then there's a lot about the trade back up for Dawson Knox. So it was really cool to see a lot of the inner workings of a draft room.
That is pretty interesting. I'll check that out today.
Yeah. It was basically like a 7-minute less dramatic version of draft day. You gave a look like, why did you bring that up?
No, I don't have any. I can't. I just heard really bad things about that film. I never saw it.
It's not terrible.
It's not the worst.
It's not. At the end of the day, it's just a more dramatized version because, well, Hollywood, of an NFL draft room.
Yeah.
And you see kind of some of the parallels from the end of that movie with what happens with the video that the Bills posted. You see some parallels. Like, the one quote in Draft Day that I'll never forget is, "We want David goddamn Putney because I feel like it." And that kind of raw emotion of the go-get-it-ness is something that you really like to see. And that's what you saw from the Bills video from Brandon Bean and from Joe Schein and Dan Morgan and that entire staff. You saw that aggressiveness that they want their players. And they're going to try to wheel and deal to make sure that that happens. So it was pretty cool. So absolutely check that out. It's on the Bills Twitter page. It's on their website at buffalobills.com. It was awesome. I loved every second of that video. So definitely get a chance to check that out if you haven't seen it. It's pretty cool. But now I think I'm going to do something a little more unconventional, guys.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be an on-the-spot kind of thing. Because over the weekend on Twitter, Nate Geary and I were asked to, we're not really asked, but, you know, it was brought up as an idea. BChels22 on Twitter. He says, "With Video Game Hall of Fame inductions, I better be hearing a little discussion on it in the next hour." Hashtag nerds. He's not wrong about me. You might be a little wide of the mark on Geary. Nate's a dork in a different way, but he's not a nerd. He's not like me. So, I made a promise saying, you know what? I will talk a little bit about that. Because you know what happened? There are four games that were brought into the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Okay.
For 2019. One of which I have no idea it is. Colossal Cave Adventure. But then the rest of these should be a little familiar for all of us. Microsoft Solitaire. The okay. Office time-killing game of all time. And then Super Mario Kart and Mortal Kombat.
Which Super Mario Kart?
It's probably the original.
Does it go by individual games or just?
It does because
okay.
They beat out the following. Well, it looks like there might be some with franchises as well.
Like I'm thinking, like Super Mario Kart, like the franchise.
Yes,
and Mortal Kombat, the franchise.
Because you see, here's where it gets tricky. Some of the finalists include what the four of those games beat out.
Yeah.
Half-Life, do not specify a game. NBA 2K. Does not specify a game.
Definitely the French, yeah.
And Super Smash Bros. Melee, which does specify a game.
So the game, okay.
So that's the part I'm not really so sure about. By the way, Colossal Cave Adventure was a text-based game that debuted in 1976. No graphics. You had to type in written commands, and it had puzzles to solve and treasures to find. Could you imagine playing a game where you had to just type in what you had to do? Look left. To your left is a potion and a beer. Which do you grab? Grab... beer. You have grabbed beer. You are drunk. Have fun exploring this cave.
Got me thinking. Ooh.
So I've got you thinking. And I think you know what I'm going to ask here.
My ideal Hall of Fame?
Give me your four for a Hall of Fame.
Four? Oh, boy.
They gave four. You're writing things down already. You're kind of ahead of the curve here.
I've got like seven or eight. I got.
Oh, look at that! You got to make cuts.
I do have to make cuts. Look at that. I'm thinking like my
So if you have to make a Mount Rushmore, so to say, of games,
of Hall of Fame games,
of your favorite games.
Okay.
This is going to like there's going to be an unconventional pick or two in these cuz we're all different people. But if you had to make a Hall of Fame or like a Mount Rushmore of four games, what would you pick? And yes, this is the Leftovers podcast. We talk about sports most of the time, but sports are failing me and kind of pissing me off.
Are we going by individual games or could we do franchises?
You can. I
am specifying.
Kyle's okay. Going to specify. I think I'm going to allow it because they allow it.
Okay.
Because, again, you
because
see it that.
I already have four that I know. But there are, and I want to go by the franchises in general.
Okay, Frank's going to go with the franchises, and I'm going to get things started.
Okay.
And I'm going to have that ambiguity of some are, one's going to be like a franchise kind of thing, and some are going to be specific games. Actually, I'm not sure about that now that I think about it. But I'm going to start off with Uncharted 2. That's going to be a game-specific one because that one hooked me on the Uncharted series.
That's a great game, too.
And it was just there were great visuals, great storytelling, in addition to a game that was complex, had puzzle solving, a lot of action and shooting, but it wasn't a shooter, like a first-person shooter. It was an adventure game. It was awesome.
So, real quick, too.
Dude, we got to make this like six.
Kyle's going to expand his Mount Rushmore because he's all up in this. I'm making cuts, too. This is a hard times on the economy,
difficult.
Kyle.
So
this is difficult.
Anybody
honorable
wanna,
mentions. Yes. We have to have an honorable mentions round.
Real right, quick.
Fine.
Anybody want to take a guess as to where the Video Game Hall of Fame is located?
Silicon Valley.
Rochester.
It's in Rochester.
Damn. So I think we should go.
Should go.
Hey, guys, in the Video Game Hall of Fame in Rochester, if you want to hook some... hook some dorks up. We're up for it.
Yeah,
we'll broadcast a show from.
We'll record a show. Yeah,
we'll record a show from the Video Game Hall of Fame. Absolutely. We'll do that. Absolutely. We would do that.
I would do it.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then after that, we could go visit the Board Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
play some electric football.
Oh my God!
Yes, that from last year. I will never let that die.
Okay,
and so I'd start off with Uncharted 2.
Yeah,
because that was the game that got me hooked on that.
Okay.
I have to go specific on this one because this franchise is killing me right now. Technically, I'm cheating here. Sonic 3 and Knuckles. When you buy the Sonic and Knuckles for the Sega Genesis, you were able to plug games on top of it, Sonic 2 or Sonic 3, and you would be able to play either of those games with the inclusion of Knuckles. So you'd be able to choose from Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. Why are you rolling your eyes at me?
I'm not rolling my eyes at you.
Are you rolling your eyes at the franchise?
No.
And
what they've done
to my hedgehog?
No, it's nothing about what you said.
Because they've done some things to my hedgehog, and
it's
I don't like it.
Nothing about what you've said.
Jim Carrey
gonna,
is suddenly Robotnik. I don't know what to
change.
Do with my life.
They're going
to
make changes. Don't worry.
Jim Carrey's still Robotnik. They're not changing that.
No, they're not changing that, but they're changing the design.
And I don't know what to do with myself on this. I don't know if I should hate watch this, not see it all together, or just call it dead. But yes, I spent a lot of time as a kid, and I'm aging myself here, playing a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog. And Sonic 3 and Knuckles becomes my game there. It's technically two games, but into one. It's still just one game.
Okay.
This one's going to be off the cuff. This one's this is a personal thing for me. What? Kyle, what is wrong with you?
I can't do this. My 8-year-old self is not happy with what I'm about to have to do.
I mean, this one, it's a little unconventional for me, but not at the same time, it's not.
Go ahead.
The Dynasty Warriors series.
I've never heard of that.
I've played that.
Hack and slash kind of thing.
Yeah.
And those games, they're based off of ancient China, kind of cool stuff. You know, you even get history lessons out of this.
Oh, perfect.
But it's all about killing as many dudes as you can. And it's just pure chaos. There are enemies around you. And Kyle's just screaming. And I love this. This is hilarious.
This is great.
I've given him mental anguish.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
And number four for me is I'll go with another series on this one, the Devil May Cry series. Hack and slash again kind of thing.
Really?
Dude, Devil May Cry is awesome.
No, that's a great game, yeah.
Hard as hell, but awesome.
I can't can't do
no, that. I'm just surprised you left a certain franchise out.
Yes, Pokemon. I know. Yes. I left Pokemon out of there.
I know.
And again,
they're in my cause,
and again, right. Kyle, I just made a big cut here. Things are tough on the economy. If I can leave Pokemon out of this, you can do this. And you better bet that Pokemon is getting that honorable mention at the number five.
My honorable mention is
you know what?
Long.
Let's make it a top five so it's a little easier on Kyle. There.
Okay.
So there it is. Uncharted 2, right. Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Dynasty Warriors, Devil May Cry, and Pokemon. I will even say Pokemon Blue.
Okay.
Because that was where I had version exclusives that actually made me gravitate toward those certain Pokemon. Like, Sandshrew's my second favorite Pokemon in all of Pokemon. Why is it Sandshrew?
Well, what?
Because I got to catch it a lot. Because I played Pokemon Blue. As a kid, your impressions of things kind of get warped immediately.
Quillfish.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hate on him because he picked a Gen 2.
Yeah.
Quillfish.
He picked a Gen 2.
Teach it poison spikes. Wreak havoc.
Oh, my God.
He was my first Pokemon out.
See? That's
I
what
play.
I'm saying. Like,
yep.
And you probably played Silver or Gold first, right?
No, I was Leaf Green or Fire Red.
Okay.
Wow, he went, so he's right
so
to Gen
he's,
3.
He's a little younger than us. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
But, again.
I'm not younger than you.
I'm 25.
You're 20. I am learning so many things.
See? We're dating ourselves here with this with this game with this thing here.
Guess,
yeah.
Hey, fun fact. I turned 26 in 2 months.
Nice.
Yes.
So I will say it one more time. Uncharted 2.
I'm old.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Okay.
Dynasty Warriors, which is the unconventional pick, but it's a game that has
no,
stuck with me.
It's a good pick. It's
and
a,
then I've Devil May Cry and Pokemon. That's okay. My top five. We're making it a top five.
Okay.
Times are tough on the economy here, Kyle. Because I left out games like
we
Immortal
found a way,
right? Yeah. Like Immortal Kombat. Like ESPN NFL football was amazing. First person football was a genius idea. It's just too bad that that franchise couldn't keep going with that idea because Madden was like, I'm scared of this competition. I'm going to buy exclusive rights. And then just copy paste the same game in there with new rosters every year. Thanks, EA.
All right.
You jackasses. And then speaking of EA, they took over something and killed Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, they did.
That game was awesome too.
Yeah, they did.
So there you go. Times are tough. I just mentioned three games that are awesome that do not make my top five.
So
are we making Kyle anguish more and you're going next?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yes, because I'm for that.
Yeah. I'm not going to go all, I'm going to change it up. I'm not going to go all franchises for mine.
Yeah, that's what I did, you know?
So first one, Pokemon. I'm going to go Pokemon as well. Gold and Silver and
yes.
Crystal.
I'm for that.
Yes. I did start with Red and Blue, mostly Red, but I was really into the Pokemon series when Gold and Silver came out. I was always Pokemon Gold.
Yes, because you were more developed as a person that could actually speak words in English.
Yes, that's true.
When Gold and Silver came out.
This is true. Second one for me, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Okay.
I play the crap out of that game.
Still?
Still.
Oh, I thought I heard you say play, not played.
Yeah, I played the crap out of that game all the time. My third one, Call of Duty 4.
Okay, so you went specific there.
Yes.
On a franchise that has, speaking of copying and pasting things at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I can't do the whole, I can't do the franchise with Call of Duty.
I couldn't do the whole franchise with Sonic because they murdered that poor hedgehog. They turned him into a werewolf at one point. A werehog.
Yeah. Yeah.
The technical term was a werehog.
Yeah.
And they can go to hell for that. They can go to hell for Sonic Boom. Why are you giving him long limbs?
My next pick, Halo CE. The first Halo game.
Okay.
Still like probably my favorite game of all time.
Kind of why I went with Uncharted 2 as the reason it hooked me into a franchise.
Yes. And my last one. You were mentioning ESPN, NFL.
Yep.
NFL Street.
Oh, yes. One of those songs
games
always
were
gets
fantastic.
One of those songs is just like forever stuck in my head. It was Tear It Up.
Dun, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That was an awesome game too.
Yes.
NFL Street. So one more time, lay them all out there.
So NFL Street and NFL Street 2. Halo Combat Evolved, GTA San Andreas, Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal, and Call of Duty 4.
All right. So, the mental anguish is done, Kyle. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I saw
yeah,
the first one on your list here, and I'm loving every second of that.
Thank you.
So, I have get it started.
My five starts off with backyard baseball in general.
Nice.
Pablo Sanchez, the GOAT.
Don't
the
care GOAT. If it's 99, 01, 03. They came out one in 05. I love them all. Love
oh,
them all.
Yeah.
You needed that first overall pick in Pablo.
Better, yeah.
That's right. No, I used to go Ahmed Khan.
Really?
Liked Ahmed Khan.
Yo, same.
Ahmed Khan in right same. Field. Amir Khan.
I had
Dish.
Him at pitcher.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Old brother combo.
There you go.
I had the brother at catcher.
I did you? That. Yeah. Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Good work.
One of the finalists for 2019, mm-hmm. as a matter of yep. fact.
I had Star Wars Battlefront 2 in my top five.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
Yes. It's a fantastic game.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
All right. So you went with a specific Mario Kart game that also made the Hall of Fame.
Dominated.
Okay.
Dominated. And
those are
the
strong words. We might need to prove that.
I deal. Find me a GameCube.
I
I know who I'm talking to.
I have one.
And the fifth, the Spyro franchise.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Big fan of Spyro. They remastered a trilogy.
They did.
And I have it on my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, there you go.
Very cool.
All right. Well, were there any tough cuts, Frank?
Dude.
You sounded like a man with conviction.
I was considering NHL.
NHL 94 didn't make the list. That's a real tough cut for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I was considering 94. I was also considering NHL 99.
Lars Lewis probably wakes up in a cold sweat every time I play him.
At NHL 07, my honorable mentions list.
Yeah.
Now,
my favorite NHL game in the series is NHL 14.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was...
Was that the last one before the generation switch?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Because when they switched the generations to the current ones with Xbox One and PS4, they kind of rushed 15 in there.
Yeah, 15 became an unfinished game.
That was the first one that I rebought. I only had 07 when I was a kid.
And then what they did was they released NHL 15 on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360, but it was essentially NHL 14, just roster updated.
Here we go. Cover athletes.
Literally that.
Reverse order. 19.
Subban.
18. Oh, man, this is not good.
Chase?
No, 18 was McDavid. No,
McDavid.
All right.
17.
Tarasenko.
He's just not in this. Yeah. 16.
Taves.
Jonathan Taves.
It was originally supposed to be Taves and Kane.
Yep.
But because of the happened. But Kane had that.
Because Kane punched a cabbie.
No, right? It was
or
the,
had other allegations.
The rape allegations.
NHL 15.
Bergeron.
Patrice.
Why does it always
call
have
me
to
Mr.
Be...
Faceoff Master.
Why Bergeron. Does it always have to be Bergeron?
14.
Brodeur.
Yep. NHL 13.
Wasn't that Giroux?
Yes.
Claude Giroux.
Giroux.
NHL 12.
Look at that. I got his flyer, so he's happiest with me now.
Steven Stamkos.
Stamkos.
Oh, boy. NHL 11.
11D was probably a Blackhawk, if I'm going to guess. I'll say Pat Kane.
We may have gone as far back as we can go. On the fly.
NHL 11.
All right. I'll let Frank take that one because I have to ask you. You were having problems.
I had a lot of problems. I had a lot
what
of
did you
mentions.
Leave out?
I had a lot of honorable mentions, and I'm pretty sure I'll think of a few more when we get off
I don't even remember what
recording.
NHL 11.
I don't either.
I'm going to look it up.
Mario Super Strikers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That just reminds me of a game. Oh, boy, I'm old. On the Sega Saturn called Sonic Fighters.
Wow.
And it was hilariously, like, it was a decent fighting game. It was just like, but Sonic doesn't punch people in the face. And here he is, punching Tails with a quick punch combo. Bop, 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 bop. And then Tails is just throwing these kicks up in the air. Bam, bam. Sonic Fighters.
NHL 11. Frank, do you have it yet?
It was Taves.
Again?
Rats.
They see, had I was halfway see, by
had,
saying it was a Blackhawk.
See, they what they did, what NHL 10 was Patrick Kane. They had Blackhawks back-to-back years, and then it was 16 where they were having
NHL 09 the stall?
No.
No, 06 was a stall, wasn't it? No, 08 was stall.
08 was a stall.
08 was stall. 08 was stall.
09.
Ovechkin was 07.
Ovechkin was 07.
Well, who? What are we waiting on? 09?
09.
Oh, no.
Let's see how far, and once again, see how far back we can go.
I don't know. I think I'm done.
Justin Williams.
No.
Justin Williams?
No.
What?
Jerome McGinley.
That's a better guess.
Same team.
Same team?
At the time.
Oh, gosh.
Flames?
Yes.
At the time.
2009.
Mika Kiprusoff?
No.
Damn it.
That would have been a good one. Oh, my.
You're going to hate yourselves.
Who the hell else was on that team? Yager?
No, he wasn't there yet.
Not even close.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's a stab. Yager's played for teams.
Yeah.
Is he a known Flame?
I mean, obviously, he made the cover.
Well, Frank's thinking about it. Is he better known on a different team?
Yes.
Yeah. See.
But he made the cover, so he would have.
He was really good at this time. Now he's not because he's still playing today.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say one word. You're gonna get it, Derek.
Probably, but go on. I've
Pylon.
Oh my God.
Dion Phaneuf.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jesus, he was a cover athlete.
Can you guess NHL 06?
That was the lockout year, wasn't it?
This was after.
Oh yeah, right.
Vinny LeCavalier.
Yes.
Woo! And Marty Turco was on NHL 2K6.
He was.
Yeah.
I played the crap out of 2K6.
Yes. All right, Kyle, what other honorable mentions? What were your cuts? Because you had a face desk at one point when we were recording this.
I did, because I was I played a lot of like sporadic computer games a lot, too, so I had to factor them in. But one of my other cuts was the show.
Okay.
Because I play that.
Oh, yes, right, because you're a big-time baseball guy.
Yeah.
And the show is actually a revolutionary sports game.
Zoo and Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
I love what we did here today.
NHL 07, as we just talked about, the general franchise of Pokemon. And I went specific for one that Frank actually gave me an idea for when he talked about Call of Duty. Black Ops 2, but only for the zombies. I love the Origins map.
Zombies,
I used
is
to
fantastic.
Get my brother and my two neighborhood friends together. We'd get into
that
a party.
That is really fun.
And we used to dig up all the stuff needed for those staffs.
Yeah.
And just, that was a blast. We played for like 3-4 hours. We got it down to a science.
Wow.
Like there's a couple of other notable franchises that have been left off entirely from all of us. Like the likes of Mario Party.
Yeah.
Is something that has not been touched by any of us here.
Mario in general.
Yeah. Well, he got a Mario Kart in there.
Well, you got Mario Kart. Double Dash, yeah.
But yeah, like Smash Brothers was kind of left uninvited on this one. Kyle brought that one in there as well.
Also, MLB Power Pros.
What?
MLB Power Pros, a very honorable mention of mine from my youth. It was a Japanese-style video game.
I have a nice honorable mention, too. MVP Baseball 05.
Yeah. Japanese-style video game. That only came out with two copies, two editions, 07 and 2008.
I've got one that's...
It was literally like anime, but it had up-to-date Major League Baseball rosters.
That's awesome. Wow.
It was incredible.
It's fantastic.
All right. The third edition they only ever brought to Japan.
You brought up a what game for me, so I'm going to do that to both of you and give a shout-out to one of my friends. Power Stone for the Sega Dreamcast. It was a fighting game, but like, you know, you were able to move around an entire environment. It was an awesome game until I would play my one friend Kevin in it, because he would whoop my ass to Kingdom Come and back, despite never having a Sega Dreamcast of his own. He would just come over, pick one certain character, and next thing you know, Falcon is just kicking my ass up and down the Power Stone world, and I'm just like ready to throw my damn controller. Didn't matter who I picked. Didn't matter how I tried to fight him, it always ended with a boot in or around the booty area.
I'm going to make a really bad joke here. Is the cover a purple gem?
No, but not really too far off there. Because part of the game was you had to collect three stones, and you would be able to get a power up and turn into some like super version of that character.
So now we know where Marvel got the idea.
But you can knock the snot out of somebody and make them lose their stone and then go claim it for yourself.
Oh my God.
So there are times where there would be reversals of sorts. I would have two of them be like, "You ready to die? You ready to die, bitch?" Next thing you know, I get clocked with a right, lose one of them, grabbed and thrown across the map, lose the other, and he's got all three of them all of a sudden, and I'm dead. It was that kind of a chaotic game, and it was an awesome game. I'm glad that I had it. I'm even partially glad that I got my ass whooped at my own game by one of my friends. So Kevin Slomba, may you and Falcon rot in hell, but Power Stone is a very honorable mention for me.
It made you the man you are today.
It made me just yell about some British fake character.
Replace British fake character with Boston sports.
Yeah.
And we have Derek Kramer in 2019.
I guess you're right then. So. It did kind of mold me into the person that I am today.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's not as well known of a game.
I have another honorable mention.
Oh boy, here we go.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2004.
There we go. That's a franchise we didn't even grab, and that's one of the better franchises in sports gaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of revolutionized people playing golf. Not for real. You get me out on a golf course, I'm terrible. I might actually be halfway decent if I pick that up. So there you go, Beachells. That one was by request. And again, because hockey's playoffs are really not doing it for me right now. Because I'm getting angry more times than not. I'm still watching it. But I'm not happy with the results.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot. Seeing Kyle anguish was also well worth it. We got a head desk out of it.
Yeah, man, there were so many memories from my youth. When I wasn't like outside playing wiffle ball, like running around being a degenerate. Like,
yeah, that was the other thing. We still grew up going outside, too.
There were so many games that me and my brother and my neighborhood friends would just bounce around depending on how we felt on a given day. And just thinking back, it's like, wow, this was tough. Like, these cuts are no joke. But yeah, definitely fun.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Left Doors Podcast. Hope you had fun listening to us as well. Derek Kramer.
Frank R. Curry.
And Kyle Powell.
And we'll be back with you on Thursday. A little more sports talk this time around. As a matter of fact, there is a story that I do want to get a little more into with the women's hockey dilemma that's going on there. And, you know, their fight for getting more money for their skills, for being some of the best players in the entire world at what they do. And we'll want to be able to dive into that a little bit more. I want to see what, you know, the climate on this sort of thing is and have a little discussion about that. Of course, more Stanley Cup playoffs as more teams are about to be eliminated between now and the next podcast. Mm-hmm. Actually, we should have our playoff field set for then, right? Game 6 is tonight.
Yep.
And then, therefore, on Wednesday, the Game 7s would potentially happen for those two series with Boston, Columbus, and San Jose, Colorado. Game 7 is tomorrow night for St. Louis and Dallas.
Right.
We'd have our playoff field set, actually.
Yes, both Game 7s would be Wednesday.
We get to make crappy picks again!
Yay.
Be ready. All right, thanks for listening. And, well, go make some video game cuts or something. I don't know. We'll be right back.